2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here in Salt Lake City. We're at 93 degrees, KSL's top story. Just days before a Utah Little League team plays in the World Series, the team is dealing with a tragedy. One of the players from Snow Canyon fell from a bunk bed and is now in the hospital. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe joining us live with what we know. Amy?
Jeff, we know the team is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the Little League World Series begins this week. But before the competition even gets underway, Easton Oliverson was hurt overnight in a fall. The 12-year-old plays outfield and pitches for the team. His dad is also one of the assistant coaches, per the St. George News. The paper reports that he was taken to the hospital and is still in intensive care after surgery. The team is scheduled to play their first game in the World Series on Friday, and we have reached out to the team's coach for an update on Oliverson's condition, but have not heard back yet. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Hopefully he recovers quickly. Thank you, Amy. KSL News Time, 3:31. One person is dead, two others injured after a car crash in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Unified police say a dump truck coming down the canyon lost its brakes and crashed into a car. Police say the driver of the car, 36-year-old Jessica Minnesota from West Jordan, has died. A 2-year-old passenger was flown to a nearby hospital. The driver of the dump truck is also hospitalized, and Big Cottonwood is still closed. Ricky will be updating you through the afternoon here on KSL News Radio, so stay with us. Governor Spencer Cox and former Governor Gary Herbert took a nostalgic walk through the old prison in Draper today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was there.
Governor Cox presented Governor Herbert with an original key.
This is an actual physical key to the Draper Prison, as it was in 1951 to 2022.
The two toured the old site, looking at cells where the inmates lived, and stood in the chapel. Governor Cox says that is the only part of the old prison that's going to stay once it's torn down to build a massive new development in Draper.
The prisoners helped to build that chapel, and again, it serves as a reminder that there is hope even for the most fallen amongst us.
The new prison is aimed at that rehabilitation. This site has stood here for 71 years. Point officials say teardown will start in the next few months. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:32. More than half of all suicides in Utah involve guns. Congressman John Curtis is hoping a bill before Congress will keep some of those suicides from happening in the future. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with details.
Curtis submitted a bipartisan bill to Congress to create a voluntary do not sell firearms list. The national law would be similar to the one several states, including Utah, already have. It allows people to add themselves to a database which restricts them from owning or buying a firearm.
Some critics say the current database is hard to access and less than effective. KSL News Time, 3:33. The State Department is focusing on the positive on this one-year anniversary of the U.S. exit from Afghanistan. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the State Department focusing on the benefit to America of no longer pouring money and soldiers' lives into the struggle.
Ending the longest war in American history was never going to be easy. But 1 year later, we are in a stronger position as a country because of the president's decision.
under the Taliban regime, 90% of the Afghan people do not have enough food. There is near universal poverty, and women and girls are barred from working and getting an education. The first grain ship to leave Ukraine under a wartime deal is now missing. The Ukrainian embassy says the ship's cargo has been resold several times, and now there is no information about its location and destination. It's not clear if the ship's tracker is off because it's heading to a port in Syria. Syria is a strong ally of Russia. An estimated 20 million tons of grain, most of it said to be destined for livestock, has been stuck in Ukraine since the start of the six-month-old war. Inflation remains on the minds of most Americans who are having to stretch their budget further to make ends meet. Economist Mohammed El Arian says while inflation is starting to ease a bit, there's still quite a ways to go.
It's going to take quite a few months for us to feel less pain when we are at the supermarket.
El Arian says while the supply side is getting better, substantial improvements are not going to be immediate. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, the first day of school is rough. Kids are imprisoned in this room for the first time in months, and it takes some adjustment. But while the kids need to adjust, parents were celebrating this morning.
Several schools went back to school today for the 2022-2023 year. One of those welcoming youngins back was McMillan Elementary in Murray. I talked to one dad who had just dropped off his kid.
It's exciting as always. Kids love it here, so it's great. I have a day off, so I'm just gonna go relax.
What's new this year? Full-day kindergarten across the board in Murray, but those students don't start until next week. Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
Murray and the Canyons District started up today. Students at Eisenhower Junior High will have to unplug for the school day. Eisenhower is banning cell phones and electronics in class, between classes, and during lunch. Jeff Haney with the Granite School District says they've already restricted use in many high schools.
We like to push the envelope in terms of trying to help ensure student safety and frankly focus on what our core mission is, which is educating students. And obviously digital technologies have become more and more of a distraction. Social media, a huge distraction.
He says if a teacher or administrator sees a phone, they can confiscate it. Parents will have to pick it up after the final bell. KSL News Time 336. Ricky Meese is here. Let's get a quick look at traffic.
We want to update you about Big Cottonwood Canyon. It is now open in both directions, and that's between the mouth of the canyon up to Storm Mountain, where we have that crash. We still have crews on the scene of this vehicle fire. No flames, no smoke, but it is over to the right shoulder, exiting from westbound I-80 at 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.